Rafael Vasquez is an outreach coordinator at the junior college and an advisor to undocumented students there.
I can definitely tell you that over the last few months, I get more text messages, I get more emails, I get more visits to my office of what's going to happen, what should I do, how can I prepare, what if they deport me. Immigration has all of my personal information, all of the stuff. So there's definitely a higher level of anxiety. I actually sent an email to all of the colleagues here at Santa Rosa Junior College just on Sunday or Monday, I believe, which was to express to our faculty and staff that if a student doesn't show up to class one day, that we shouldn't just assume that the student doesn't care about the material being presented, but maybe they are a little bit more frightful about leaving their home or leaving their families behind. And so I'm hoping that that will create a little bit more empathy on the part of our faculty and staff as we continue to provide services for our students. So definitely there's a lot of anxiety, and yet our job is to educate and do it in a compassionate manner. So, you know, I welcome students on a daily basis in my office so they can process and then they can get back to the work that they're supposed to be doing.
The plan on Monday is for students and supporters to gather at noon on the junior college campus.
And then we are going to march to downtown Santa Rosa towards the federal building. And we are just going to go and present our demands, which mainly are, or include, I would say, that not only DACA continues to exist and temporary protective status continues to exist for our brothers, sisters from Latin America, the Caribbean, and Africa, but also we need to really have a dialogue on immigration reform. It's important that, I guess the most important piece that we're going to talk about at the rally on Monday is going to be that a lot of these individuals didn't really choose to come to this country by just saying, let's go, there's amazing stuff happening over there. But we, the United States, have created the need for these people to migrate in many ways. We went to countries and invaded. And sometimes we go and use economic forms of manipulation that destroyed the economies of other countries, and we have NAFTA and CAFTA as proof of this. And as a result of that, when people ask me, why are you in this country, I always say, I'm here because you went there.
Rafael Vasquez, outreach coordinator for the Extended Opportunity Program and an advisor to undocumented students at Santa Rosa Junior College. I'm Steve Mencher for KRCB's North Bay Report.